The posture of a woman's heart is everything. The posture of a woman's heart is everything. I was going to go on social media and post this, but because what I have and the content is so rich in my heart, it's a little bit lengthy, longer than 3 minutes. So I decided to do this recording right now. The posture of a woman's heart is everything. The posture of a woman's heart is everything. I really have been shown this very intimately in my time with God. God has shown me that in the past, that the way that I saw myself, the way that I was showing up, my beliefs, what I had deep-seated in my heart was internal baggage, misperceptions of myself, and how I thought I had to show up as myself. I can remember running for life, running after life. And when I mean running as if someone was chasing me as if I was running for my life. That was a lot of fear. There was a lot of misperceptions that I even had about independence or being a helpmate or my understanding about money, just many different beliefs was rooted in a lot of fear and struggle. I was afforded the amazing opportunity. And when I say afforded, I mean literally I chose. I am no different from anyone else. My path is different from others, but my power to choose is no different from the next person. And so when I took the journey to heal and unpack a lot of the things that I thought was myself, one of the areas that God was showing me was the posture of my heart. I can remember being taught to be independent, and independent really meant don't ask anybody for anything. I can remember putting up that shield and that wall up to make sure that I don't ask anyone for anything. So when I got married, I also can even think about parts of in my own life, how I was showing up, really causing destruction within myself. And in response to that, it was causing destruction in my marriage. I didn't even know it. It's what the shell that I wore of who I thought I had to be. And the light that came in the dark places of my life, the light of God awakened me and showed me who I was. The most amazing, profound awakening I could have ever encountered and experienced. And one of the things that I tried to do was I tried to run from my calling, and I tried to run from my marriage. I tried to keep my pride. I tried to keep my pain. I tried to keep all this other internal baggage. And that stuff had to go. It had to leave. It was time. I think that part of me, the part of my need of holding on to that stuff is really just my sense of identity. I thought like, well, if I can keep that sense of identity, then I can keep my sense of self-worth. And that was all a lie. It was all a complete bold face lie. It was fear. Fear is false evidence that appears real. And that's what I lived for many years until now. I recognized that I had to let go of the bag, release the internal weight, and trust and follow God. Trusting and following God, oftentimes the instructions that I received was very uncomfortable because I was used to doing things, quote unquote, my way. I was used to doing things how I was taught. But I recognize after so many times, after so many cycles of repeating and doing those habits and showing up as that, I recognize not only as a wife, but I just recognize as a person how that was causing destruction. I recognize that when I was putting my faith in my fears or putting my faith in the struggle, putting my faith in the survival mode, putting my faith in my intellect, putting my faith in that, that really just created just so much anxiety. I can remember even in, as God has been showing me what a helpmate really does, and how God has shown me, is that a lot of it, y'all, has to do with the posture of your heart. Being at peace. Can we stay right there? Being at peace is everything. When you're at peace, your home is at peace. When you're at peace, you bring about a sense of peace in your husband's heart. When you're at peace, you bring about peace in your children's heart. You even bring about peace in the loved ones surrounded around you when your heart is at peace. That's why it's very, very important. It's very, very vital that we put our trust in God. I have been told, and I've heard this many times, well, I don't have nobody to submit to, in a sense of saying that, one, if my husband was the type of husband that I, it would be easy, if he was the type of husband that he quote unquote should be, then I, it would be easy for me to submit. And I disagree. I am not in your particular situation or circumstances, but here is what I would like to present to you to the table. I don't know your situation. I'm not here to tell you what your situation is. All I'm here to do is to show love and to bring about truth, what God has revealed in me. And you discern it within yourself, how it sits with you. You discern it within yourself. Once again, I'm just a mouthpiece. I'm not here to really tell you what to do, but I'm only sharing with you what I believe that God has placed in my heart to share. And to answer that question, you might say, well, it was hard. It's hard for me to submit to somebody who blah, 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 blah. It's hard for me to submit to someone who doesn't X, Y, Z. It's hard for me to submit. And it is not about your pride. This is everything to do about what God is telling you to do in the areas of your heart, period. We can stop there. Because I know there is a lot of pushback and a lot of pushback when it comes to that subject. A lot of pushback. And what I mentioned at the last statement is exactly the truth. It's not easy, but it's going to set you free. And I'll just leave it there. I do one-on-one coaching for women to help them heal the matters of their heart. I have been shown that, you know, they talk about internal baggage when, you know, you carry baggage in marriage, you know, you bring along your, you know, all your baggage, right? But I think that we don't really understand really what that means until we are actually in it. Until you're actually in it, you really see, right? And I think that how I have learned is actually failing forward. I have actually learned failing forward. I think books are good. I do. I think they're good. I think they're helpful. I don't think that it is going to make you change your mind. I think it is helpful. But at the end of the day, you have to be the one to choose. They're helpful. They are helpful. Yes, 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 yes. They help you unpack. By all means, read, okay? By all means, read. Hear me clearly. By all means, do what you feel, right? To get an understanding, to get clarity, to increase your knowledge or wherever, you know, seek wise counsel. Oh my God, absolutely. please do. But I want you to really, really, please, please hear me out. In doing those things, make sure that you know, and this is what I have learned, the power that you have in your heart, because that's where the Spirit of God lives. God is after your heart. That's where everything lies. That's where everything flows. Shut off the noise. Shut off of social media. Close the curtains. Close the doors. Get quiet with God and start talking to Him. Start asking God the questions. Once again, books are so good. I love books. I listen to books mostly all the time. And, you know, I have sought wise counsel, and I seek wise counsel. I'm always talking to God. God is the wisest counsel there is. At the end of the day, you have to choose. And those books helps. The wise counsel helps. Absolutely. I coach women to help them heal the matters of their heart. Absolutely. It is groundbreaking. I have been really helping women change and shift their lives. And their marriages have been healing and getting better. Their health has been improving. I am just really, really grateful just to that God has called me to share this platform. However, at the same time, the reason why these women's lives are changing and they're healing is because they are actually ready and they're willing to do the necessary work, internal work, that it takes to be everything that they've been called to be. So what I mean by that is you can read all the books in the world. You can get all the great counsel in the world, but it isn't until you choose and it isn't until you're ready. There's no judgment, just saying what it is. It isn't until you choose, and it isn't until you are ready. I have had the amazing opportunity to have some amazing coaches. I mean, like heavy hitter coaches, spiritual. I've had an amazing spiritual coach to help guide me. I've had business coaches. I've had really, really amazing coaches. And even that, they cannot make me choose. They can plant seeds. They can help me raise my vibration. They can help me see things in a different perspective. But it isn't until I make the decision to choose. So what are you choosing? What were you choosing today? How is your marriage going? How is your health going? How are you doing? I want to ask you those questions. How is your relationship overall with your children? Most importantly, how is your relationship with you and God? Are you listening to God or are you running from God? Are you listening to God or are you running from God? All right. If you would like to work with me, one-on-one coaching, you guys can definitely reach me at www.cammyknight.org. And listen, y'all, that's about it. I have a 12-month program that helps women heal from the root. And it's been groundbreaking and really, really life-changing. It's so, it does my heart so well to be able to just share what God has placed inside of me. I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to be of service. Thank God that God has spoken to me and called me for this time. It's possible. Thanks for listening. See you next time.